I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. With India expanding regulations for the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, church partners are apprehensive about the wording for illegal religious conversion activity. Any NGOs labeled with this activity will lose foreign funding. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says it's subjective. What makes one religious conversion legal and another illegal? Thankfully, none of Bibles for the World's church partners have been accused of illegal religious conversions. Pray for continued open doors. There's more to this story at missionnews.org. And three pastors in Eritrea are marking the 20th anniversary of their arrest and incarceration. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says they're among hundreds of other Christians in prison in that country. None of the pastors had been charged with crimes, but they were arrested when they began to teach scripture in the common language. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.